Bill needed to do some last-minute Christmas shopping before the holiday. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. He couldn't help but notice that the mall parking lot was packed. Row by row, he drove up and down for what seemed like 15 minutes to no avail. It seemed that there wasn't a parking space to be had. Finally, out of total frustration, he exclaims, "God, help me find a parking space, and if you do, I'll donate $500 to the homeless shelter." Then, as if by a miracle, a parking space opens up. Not just any parking space, but the very first space nearest the entrance of the large department store. As he pulls into the space, he paused for a moment and said, "Never mind, God, I found one." Why do we wait until a situation is hopeless before we call on God for help? And more importantly, when He helps us, instead of saying thank you, we chalk it up to our good fortune. Is that the way we want to communicate with God? A simple thank you seems so small in comparison to the gifts that God has given us. But God enjoys hearing our thank yous for small things. Is God your friend? If so, and we communicate with Him throughout our day, then saying thank you for small things becomes a habit, and it becomes easier for us to thank Him for the big things. The simple thank you fosters an attitude of gratitude. In our humble gratitude, we gain the knowledge that all good things come from God. This is Tony Agnese.